A lot of the things that Jung did, and a lot of the things that Ignatius did in their quest for spiritual meaning, might indeed be termed as psychotic by modern theorists. As a matter of fact, it was about 20, almost exactly 20 years ago, I was studying group therapy and group dynamics in Munich under a professor, Eric Klockenhoff. So I was introduced to him, and they said, Professor, doctor, here is Tom Levin, he's a Jungian. And the man looked at me and went, ah, der Jung. He said, he was the schizophrenic what turned out all right. In spite of that, we became good friends, Klockenhoff and I. And so, consequently, a humorous subtitle to tonight's lecture, or question regarding tonight's lecture, which you find in your syllabus, and that is, were they both psychotics who turned out all right? Because certainly if we look at some of the Manresa experiences, and if we look at some of the experiences of Jung between 1913 and 1921, we see that things were not necessarily in Tao for these gentlemen, okay? But that's the price that has to be paid when you're dealing with things of the spirit. And so we must see the context of these men and their work, the historical context, if we are not to be frightened by some individual statements or actions of both men. The second quote that I'd like to begin with is a quote from the late Anthony de Mello, who was born in Bombay, was a member of the Society of Jesus, and unfortunately died just within the last year or so. A master of the spiritual life. He wrote in one of his books entitled The Song of the Bird, he has at the very beginning of the book a glossary of two words, which I think is absolutely neat. Okay? And the two words he defines in The Song of the Bird are theology and mysticism. De Mello defines theology thus. Theology is the art of telling stories about the divine. Also, the art of listening to them. When I read that, I thought, oh my God, you know, where was he in 1960 when I began theological studies? Anyway, the art of telling stories about the divine and also the art of listening to them. His second definition that he gives us in his two-word glossary is mysticism. And de Mello tells us that mysticism is the art of tasting and feeling in your heart the inner meaning of such stories to the point that they transform you. I'll repeat that again because I think the definition is important and on the money. He says, mysticism is the art of tasting and feeling in your heart the inner meaning of such stories to the point that they transform you. If we see both Jung and Ignatius in their historical context, as I hope to do in these lectures, we'll find that Jung was indeed a mystical psychologist and theologian in the de Mello sense of theologian. That being one who has learned the art of telling stories about the divine and one who also has learned the art of listening to these stories. We will also find that Ignatius of Loyola was also a mystical psychologist and theologian. Both were passionately interested in telling and listening to stories of the divine. And both of them had their own lives and the lives of their followers transformed by these religious experiences. Both Jung and Ignatius had religious experiences which gave their lives a new form. And they knew that these experiences were not for themselves alone, but rather needed to be shared in and with a community. Because religious experience is not given for the purpose of ego grandiosity, but rather to serve, as Ignatius wrote and Jung lived, to serve a much larger community. The individuation process, as understood by Jung, is not a journey into narcissism, but rather a necessary step in giving a new form to the cosmos. Jung himself, certainly, if this tape were sent to him, and Jung was called, or he heard of himself being called a theologian, Jung would write me a very nasty letter. Because Jung had a, to use his own term, complex about theology. Being the son of a Swiss Reformed pastor and having six uncles who were Swiss Reformed pastors, he had major theological ambivalencies.